In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. So we are saying today is the last day before and last Sunday before the Great Lent. We're going to start tomorrow morning the Great Lent. That's why we are usually saying الكنيسة دايما تقول كل سنة وانتم طيبين. So the people come sometimes and say like كل سنة طيبين. Abuna, we're going to change the food, we're going to do sasyom, and we have to think about today, like the last day before go to fast, and like we have to think a lot about that. No, Abuna, it's an equal sanon to tayyubin dit. Alei. We're going to see exactly what about kul sanon to tayyubin dit, why we are saying this, we're going to see this one, this word. Why this word is very important also too when we are saying this one. And why the church is using also too fasting and prayers too, for sure. I'm going to start with a small story. I had it before, maybe I said before. I attended already a wedding maybe a few years ago in Washington. It was in Syrian Orthodox. So when I attend this wedding, so it was a fasting of the Apostle Fast. So after the wedding, they have like they serve some food already, so when I ask already for vegetarian food, and beside me there is a monk from the Syrian Orthodox, so he was eating normally, regularly, like meat and chicken and everything like that. That's why he was asking him, like, sorry, like we are fasting the Apostle Fast. You have this fast already in your church? He said, yeah, for sure. So this year it was that. Apostle fast 43 days. So he said, yeah, we are fasting for the Apostle fast 3 days. Through 3 days, kitir, alaykum zara. So he said, how many days you are fasting for the Apostle fast? I said, like, this year is 43 days and we are fasting. He said a word, I will never forget this word. He said, He told me about stories about what happened. They are reduced all and the fasting. So he said, you know what? After that, our church reduce the day of fasting, we are very weak church now. So I was looking to him, why you are saying that? He said, you, the Coptic church, you are very strong church now because you have the same fast from years and years. You are not changing anything, but we change a lot. According to the people, we ask to reduce, and we reduce, and we follow the steps of the world, not the steps of Christ. That's why we become a church very weak. I'm so proud at that moment that one of other church should be sisters, should be an Orthodox church, Syrian Orthodox. It's not a Catholic, it's not anything else too. And they are believing in fasting too, but they reduced the numbers of days a lot. And one of them, one monk of them, and now he became already a bishop. And what he said, our church become like very weak. The Great Lent, it's a journey. So don't think a lot today about, for example, oh, we have a lot of food in the fridge, and what we're gonna eat, what we can should finish, and some other people, okay, first week it's a beginning. We can bypass over this week. That's boy, l'istaded. It's okay. Let's start from after is boy. Like as if the church is saying, for example, this is boy l'istaded, the preparation week. It's not for people. No, it's the reason to start the fast from Thursday. So it's not a reason. For example, I have some food in the fridge, so I have to keep it. No, also too. So what we are thinking today, and we're going to see now after we finish, just I finish now the sermon, The half of the liturgy, it was a regular tone. Right after the sermon, it means not a sermon, I mean all the gospel, but after the sermon, we're going to listen to Alhan, all according to fasting, and we're saying fasting and prayer. Maybe the congregation said, hey, wait, it's coming tomorrow. No, we are starting now to let the people understand that we have to start now. So when we go back home, we're not thinking about, oh, I have to eat this one. I didn't eat from a long time. I have to finish this one. Or now I have a lot of food. خلاص خلينا الاسبوع اللي بعدي. We're going to start fasting. مش هتفرق اسبوع. This is what we are saying. This is the normal, the words that we're using now to nowadays. Fasting, it's a journey. Really, really, it's a journey for virtues. It's not about abstinence of some food anymore, not stopping some food, for example. The problem also, too, that we are using now, like I remember when, we, for example, like someone invite me and say, like, Abuna, we have, like, we're going to eat all together and say that's okay. And when I saw the food, it's much better than the story food. So I said, what's different? Like, I'm changing, for example, from burger to plant burger, plant-based burger. So it's the same. So what I did, it's only change the food, for example, from meat and non-meat. No. So the fasting, it's not about only change some food. Also, it's changing a lot of things. It's self-control. So when I'm fasting, it means that I'm self-control myself over everything, so I can say no. So if any sin I'm already doing, I can say no. I'm telling you, this is like really, really a miracle. It's not about, for example, like I'm doing some diet, so I'm losing weight. No, it's not coming like that. So this system, we can say, it's spiritual plan for the people to understand how self-control, not only from the food, also from sins, from everything, to change life. That's why fasting also too, it's connected to a word is metanoia. So during the fasting, we are doing a lot of metanias. And when we are doing the metanoia, what it's meaning, what I told this before, metanoia, it means metanoia. Meto, which is Greek language, it's meto, change. Naya, it means mind. So when I'm doing metanoia, I'm asking God, change my mind. That's why when we are saying that in Romans, he said, do not conform it to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Also, when we are doing metanoia, when we attend the liturgy in the matin, so there is litanies, and before the litanies, okay, Abuna, he said, eklenomen tagonata. What does that mean? It means like saying in this world, we bow our knees. So the priest, he shout, he cried, and he said, bow your knees, bow our knees. Like he asked to do metanoia. And the people after, like all the congregation said after him, have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, Pantocrator, the Almighty. So when we are doing a metanoia, we are asking God, the Pantocrator, to have mercy on me, to change my mind, to change everything inside me. Fasting, it's not about it change period from time to time, from time which we are not fasting, and now we are fasting, and we are, and I feel the people sometimes they are suffered. Oh, حنبتدي بقى الصيام 55 يوم. I cannot tell you, it's really, if you take it as a journey, that we are changing, this fasting is changing my mind, changing my heart, it's going to be totally different. It's spiritually, it's a miracle to change. When I'm praying and I'm fasting, God is doing a lot of miracles inside me, change everything inside me. During fasting, there are three pillars, and we already listened to the gospel in St. Matthew. The first one is fasting, prayers, and almost giving. So the three pillars during fasting, it's very important. Number one is fasting, so I'm fasting. The second is a prayer. And the third is helping people, giving. So three pillars I should know during my fast. For example, not changing the only food, as I said. No, I'm changing mine, I'm changing everything, I'm praying more, and I try to be close to God. I have a spiritual plan. And we're going to send by email today, after the liturgy, that the church is going to send a spiritual plan for the 55 days. And every week, we're going to send a plan for a week. Everything about what we're going to read, what we're going to pray, what we're going to do. And we have every single day liturgy. It's different. You can imagine 55, like if I remove the last week, the whole week. So all the weeks, all the days, every day we have one or two liturgies too. And why we are doing that? No, we are saying to God, we really have mercy on me. Have mercy on us. Change our mind. We need to be close to you. We need to know more about you. I feel the 55 days should be the spring of all the year. During the fasting, at the first pillar, and I said, it's not new that for about to stop eating. The first command from God to Adam and Eve, he said to them, do not eat only. The first command come from God to Adam and Eve, please don't eat. They know, he knows very well the humanity. The first also too, temptation, while Jesus Christ, he was on the mountain, Satan said, you are fasting, you are hungry. Change this stone to bread to eat. So he said, no. It's written, man shall not live by bread alone, by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, Matthew 4:14. So the first things come to the mind, if I'm hungry, or I have a desire to eat something. And after that is coming the lust. So when I'm eating, when I'm giving my body more and more relaxation, the sin is coming to me. Why? Let's take an example from David, the king. Under stress, David, he was under stress all the time. In the beginning, he was alone, and he was a shepherd, and he has a time for meditation. It was amazing. And after that, God chose him a king, and he started a journey of struggle and very painful time during this. And all the time, he was praying to God. And after he became a king, and after the relaxation, a period of relax, he sinned. He fell. That's why I'm telling you, during fasting, I have to understand this time is very important to do a lot of effort, spiritually effort. It's not, I have to change everything in my life. The style of my life, the regime of my life, the routine of my life. Starting in the morning by prayer, like I change everything. I stop eating, for example, and I have to talk to my father of confession to understand what are we going to do. He's going to do also with me a spiritual plan. And I say, for example, let's do this. No, okay, you can fast, for example, first week to 10 or 11. If you can fast, we're going to do another plan. We have a lot of things, but we have to change lifestyle. It's not about, again, food only. No, it's spiritual lifestyle. St. John Chrysostom, he said, Fasting is a medicine, but medicine, as beneficial as it is, becomes useless because of the inexperience of the user. And St. Isaac said is the same word also too, just as most bitter medicine drives out poisons, creatures, so prayer and fasting drives away evil thoughts. So the father said about fasting, it's like a medicine. You can imagine you go to that your family doctor, and he, with a prescription, he wrote, for example, some medicine. So you look to the medicine like this, okay, so I'm gonna take it, and without any, you didn't listen to him how to use this medicine. And you use the medicine, for example, with different way. And we went to the pharmacy, and then the pharmacist, for example, said, you have to take 3 times per day. And by myself, I said, like, I think it's too much, 3 times per day, I'm gonna take it 1 per day. And really, it's gonna, what we are doing, it's nothing. So there is no benefit from this medicine. It's the same. Jesus Christ, he started the journey, and he said, I'm gonna fast 40 days and 40 nights, and please follow the steps. And you have to follow the same steps also. You have to use fasting in the right way, not wrong way. You can imagine after 50 days and after I finish the fast, I'm gonna see myself, what is the benefit? What I gained? Any virtue? No. For example, and I have to understand this too. With my father of confession, I have to understand, for example, if I have a sin, for example, I'm always angry, for example. So I'm gonna work on this during fast. So during the fast, I'm gonna pray, I'm gonna attend more liturgies, I'm gonna also to do more mitanias, that God give me opportunity to make less this anger. I'm asking God his mercy to help me to be more calm and give me tranquility in my heart and peace in my heart. And by the end of fasting, I'm going to see what the virtue that I gained. This is exactly the meaning of fasting. So how I can prepare myself? I'm going to go quickly. How I can prepare myself for fasting? Number one, I have to ask God help and to do the list of my sins. So there is a barrier when I'm talking to God. Sometimes the people said, Abuna, we are praying, but we are not listening to God. We are not listening to anything. We have no feelings, nothing. First thing come to my mind is there is a barrier, there is a wall between me and between God. So many things. For example, it's a sin. Maybe I'm doing a sin, I'm not confessed. I remember one of his confessing with me. After we finished confession, the day after, so he called me, can I see you, Abuna? Habibi, ihna khalasna confession embarah. Like I said, like, please, Abuna, hadr. Fa, I met him again at the church, the same, like, day after. Okay, Abuna, I forget one sin, and I feel that I can't pray because I have sin. He is very kida dedikid, huwa daqiq fa kulla haga. And I have to do the same also to with God. So to not, and I don't want to keep a small even sin to be a barrier between me and between God, especially in the beginning of fasting. This is first. So I have to write down all my sins, and I have to understand. I have to go, and also to the meaning of fasting is repentance. So it's a time of repentance. That's why we're going to see all the, our alhan, our hymns, it's more for repentance. Even the tones that we have also to for repentance. So first of all, I have to prepare and write down what's my problems, what my sins are. And I have to go to my father of confession and start the journey of Lent, great Lent, by repentance and confession. So I have to confess. And also, to as first epistle of John, he said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's number three. So I have to write down, number one, all my sins. Two, I have to repent and confess. Number three, I have to forgive also to the people and ask forgiveness also to. Read what it's written in the Gospel of Mark. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. How I can ask God the forgiveness and I'm not forgiving also to the people? Too. How am I going to start this? How am I going to start the Great Lent without that? So first of all, I'm asking God his forgiveness. So that's why I confess and I'm repenting. And before that also too, I have to forgive the people also to give an excuse to the people. And I have to talk to them and say, Khalas, we're going to start a new, like the Great Lent. I have to start pure in my heart. Kifaya. It's different when we start with a pure heart and we're asking God, we're going to see here also too, that we're asking God also to give us a pure heart. Asking God also to keep the Holy Spirit inside me. What that mean? When I'm praying, when I'm asking God, I'm praying, why, this is a question, why I am praying? I'm praying because it's a routine. I'm praying because I have fear. Some people, they have, like, أنا لازم أصلي بخاف من ربنا. I have fear from God. They taught me before I have to pray. I have the routine. I have the first hour, the psalms, with checklist. صليت أهو صليت لك أهو خلاص. عملت اللي علي. And this is exactly what we are doing. Routine and checklist. أنا كده ضميري مستريح. I'm satisfied. في حاجة تانية عايزها مني. And this is not a relationship between me and between God. I'm praying because I love him. I love my Father. So I really, really, really need this relationship to keep this love and warm love between me and between him. I'm praying because I really want to see him. I'm praying really because I'm asking that he reveals himself to me. I want to know him more. I want to imitate him. I want to be united with him, inside him. I love him from my deep heart. As he is, he loves me from his deep heart too. This is the meaning of prayers. The last week, there was a baptism for a girl in high school. She's not Christian. So the first time that I met her, so I start to talk about Christ, about Jesus Christ, about Christianity. She knows about Christianity a lot, and she read a lot about Christianity. But the first time that I met her, when I said we sat down, so just I only say the word of Jesus Christ. She cried. We have tears. I don't know why. I'm asking, like, why you are crying? She told me, I don't know. But just I listen, I heard a voice like your voice when you're saying Jesus Christ. I have tears in my eyes. Here is the heart. Here is the different heart, a pure heart. Here is the heart when you listen to the name of Christ, melt. Melt. When I see only his face on the cross, I melt. I see the love, I melt. I can't endure that I can't see his face on the cross. For what is this love? And this is exactly what we are seeking in our fasting. Also too, don't think a lot about what we're going to eat, what we're going to do, what we're going to have a lot. Don't be busy with anything during fasting. أي حاجة تبقى be busy. No, no. Be busy, for example, like I know we have work. As it is exactly, we have our life. I'm not telling you to change life because, I can't say, like, oh, stop working and you have to stay in our church. No, we're not doing that. But change the life style and the mind. So, for example, if there is a little small things, I have to remove it from my life because I'm not thinking about a lot. I have to make priority. So, for example, I'm not thinking a lot about earthly things. I'm thinking more about, when I'm gonna go to the church to pray the liturgy. I have to fast. I have to stop eating. And while I'm stop eating too, I'm saying Jesus Christ prayer even at work. Or I have some psalms, for example. I have my Agbaya on the side. Or for example, and every hour, for example, I'm reading one psalm. Oh, for example, I say, have mercy on me, I'm a sinner, like Jesus Christ prayer, as I said. So my mind is always with him. Changing mind, changing the life. Every time even to ask God, reveal yourself to me. This is exactly what we are asking. He said in Romans, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And instead of also to changing the lifestyle of life, for example, I know I'm driving to go work or school or whatever, or I'm walking or whatever I'm doing. So what I should do? I'm always doing what? Calling people, have some songs, for example, listening to it. Or I'm always on my phone and calling the people, for example, back from here, from Egypt. I have to change this too. Why? Because I'm starting the day. I'm starting the day with him. So what I should do? I have to listen, for example, to liturgy. I have to listen to some words, for example, ceremony. I have to listen to psalms and the prayers, for example. I have to listen also to some hymns. So I'm starting my day with different way. I'm starting my day with totally different style of life. I'm starting my day by us praising him. That's why in the third canticle we said, praise everything. The animal, the insect, the clouds, the snow. Praise him. And we have to praise him too. Take part from midnight praise, for example, and sing. Say anything, you have to praise God also too. Starting the day by praising and meditating and a lot of things. Be sure that the devil is working hard with you. Be ready. So, for example, after we finish the sermon, some people said, okay, we're going to start tomorrow, by tomorrow, inshallah, it's going to be good, inshallah, everything is going to be good, I'm going to change, and I have to go to my father of confession, I have to say that, I have to do that, and after exactly 2 days, maybe one day, okay, I'm going to fall in anything, or something happened, for example, illa hasal. It's normal. The devil is already ready, he is ready in the beginning of fast. As if I'm thinking about, like, he has an army. So now he has a meeting, like exactly what I'm doing in sermon now. So he has also too, the big boss now, he's like, okay, for the demon, like he's now doing a meeting with all the demons too. Okay, be ready. Tomorrow morning we're going to start fasting. The Christians are going to start fasting. We have to start also to the war. And he gave instructions what they should do with the Christians, people who are going to start fasting. If anyone starts good, try to tell them, oh, you are very weak, you have to stop fast. Or for example, you're going to pray, oh, خليك, خلي اسبوع الجاي. Or for example, I'm going to start fasting tomorrow morning. مش لازم أول اسبوع. I'm going to start, for example, with my father of confession. He said, for example, you're going to stop eating, for example, to 11. خليها لغاية 8. So he's going to start also to his war, and I have to be ready also too. So prayers with fasting, we have a plan already. We're going to send it to you also about reading the Bible too, meditating, praising, doing metanias, repentance, confession, attending liturgies. Everything should be more and more, and I want to gain more virtues. I have to prepare myself to heaven and for the heaven. I'm not from this world, and I have to be ready for the heaven. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God the Father, the Plenipotentiary, Creator of heaven and of earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things are made, whom for us men and for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess with baptism for remission of sins.
Devon Chai Tente Anastasis Enten Efmo Tente On Tente Peon Neyo Amin.
Le Flogi Son Es mo erene pangasi.
Etope mati.
O God, the great eternal hope formed man in corruption and death, which in the world through the envy of the devil you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace, by which us of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and good will toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic greeting.
Lord have mercy.
According to your good will, O God, fill our heart with your peace. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil entailing death. And make us all worthy, our master, to greet one another with a holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos, Saint Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of all our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father.
The Lord be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Whereon are your hearts?
We have them with the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Meet and right, meet and right, truly indeed it's meet and right. O you who are my soul, Lord God of truth, being before ages and reigning forever, who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there, and the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You are seated, stand up.
Before us and the angels, the archangels, the principal, the authority, the throne, the dominion, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
Anta wallazi yakaf hawluka al-sharum. الممتلئون عيونا والسرافيم ذوي الستة الأجنحة يسبحون دائما بغير سكوت قائلين
ننصت
أشعر